Veš kaj, pozvoniti bova mogla, da naj v noc spustijo. Kjera številka sobe je že prava?
Pojma nimam. Eno probi, bomo videli.
Druga, izredno pomembna lokacija, mogoče vam rekel, da smo jo čudežno odkrili na ministrstvu, je lokacija na Dunajski, Brinje.
Ojej, ne, ta, da gremo naprej.
Po mene narodnih barilih je akademski bojkot dejansko tista zadnja stopna, ko se gre v neke sankcije proti državam, zato ker običajno spremje prihaja ravno iz akademskih krogov.
Ta tudi ne, probi naslednjo.
Univerza seveda ni nobena izjema. Kot ideološki aparat kapitalistične države ščiti interese vladajočega razreda.
To bo to. Fak, v tem bloku je res vse svašta.
Univerzitetni blok. Oddaje o šolstvu in mladih. V etru Radio Študent vsak drugi četrtek ob 15. uri. Okvirno.
Od glasov manjšin do smut džaza. Lepo pozdravljene v današnjem univerzitetnem bloku, v katerem se selimo v Združene države Amerike, natančneje v Cleveland. Zanimalo nas bo delovanje študentskega radija WCSB in nasilni korporacijski prevzem radijske frekvence 3. oktobra letos. Naj se najprej vrnemo na začetek, torej k ustanovitvi radijske postaje. Kdaj je začela oddajati, nam pove študentka Alison Baumgartner.
So WCSB Cleveland started broadcasting on Cleveland State's campus in 1976, so we were just about to reach our 50-year anniversary next year on May 10th. We didn't make it there, but we will still be celebrating that year with a ton of events and alumni outreach to try to bring 50 years of community back into Northeast Ohio. Basically, if I had to describe WCSB Cleveland, the one word I would use is alternative. We were Cleveland's true alternative. There are around 5 other college radio stations within our listening radius. And what WCSB provided was a true underground where the smallest and weirdest artists got a place on our dial. We were not formatted like some of the other stations, and as a state institution, we had all of our free speech protections and everything, unlike some private institutions, which provided us with the ability to be a sounding board for all sorts of diverse identities and ideas to have a place on the airwaves where they wouldn't have a place otherwise in Northeast Ohio.
Alison je na radiju opravljala delo glavne urednice. Kaj je to delo obsegalo?
So basically, I was in charge of the other 5 departments we had at the radio station. So overseeing the program director, music director, promotions director, development director, and the business manager. And basically, my job was to coordinate all of those people and be a jack of all trades, in a sense. So if anyone had any questions about their position whatsoever, I was the person they came to that had a general knowledge of what needed to be done on a daily and yearly basis at the radio station in order to continue our quality of operations and continue to maintain our alternative ethos within our listenership.
Radijski program je bil zelo razgiban. Predvajale so se oddaje, primerne za ljubitelje različnih glasbenih zvrsti in pripadnike etničnih manjšin v Clevelandu. Več o programu WCSB razloži Alison.
We were fortunate enough to be a 24/7 radio station. So day in, day out, we were running. Holidays, disasters, we were on the air. And we were fortunate enough to have an automation system as our backup. But a lot of our programming was live programming and programmers with so many different points of views and genres that they took interest in. You know, I would definitely say there was a difference between what would happen in the daytime and what would happen in the nighttime, not only with the use of profanity in the nighttime, but also the people that listened at night had this kind of quirky character to them, and everyone had their own little role. And a lot of our late night talk shows were able to demonstrate that part of the community in a way that our daytime programming didn't. But our daytime programming was definitely for people at work, people driving, students to be able to be on air, and also for a lot of new music to be streamed as well, you know? So we had this interesting dynamic between this this very put together music focused daytime programming, but this more community focused talk show based nighttime programming on a daily basis as well.
Kako so se študenti vključevali v delo na radiju?
The main thing that students do at the radio station was program. So, you know, actually putting together their own shows and, you know, being on air, live or automated. But we also had our paid executive staff positions as well, like I was mentioning earlier, that I oversaw. And those positions really gave students a chance to get some executive and managerial training in a way that no other student program on our campus or other campuses really provided. On top of that, under the executive staff positions, we did have committee students could join. So if students want to work on promotional materials and creating art for our upcoming shows and events, they had a space to do that. If people wanted to learn how fundraising works and how to solicit businesses and individuals for fundraising on a yearly basis, we had a committee to show how that worked and for students to have a hand in that. I would say students had a lot of opportunities to use their creativity on the air and off the air. And a lot of those duties came as weekly responsibilities, going to weekly committee meetings, having a weekly show, having these opportunities that provided a consistent basis for them to be on air, express themselves, and learn at the same time.
Eliso nam pove o različnih skupnostih, ki so sodelovale pri pripravi radijskega programa.
We had two separate kinds of communities. We had our ethnic communities that we served in Northeast Ohio and our music communities that we served in Northeast Ohio. Some of our music communities that are really big and don't receive sufficient representation on more corporate sides of the dial are the avant-garde and neoclassical side of our community and the jazz community in Cleveland, which we heavily served before our takeover. But we also served a multitude of ethnic communities that were in Northeast Ohio as well. Some of our biggest shows were the Latin Jazz Salsa Party and the Hungarian Hour and the Slovenian Hour and the Arabic program. And we also had a lot of music from the African diaspora as well. We were very adamant on providing places on our schedule, mostly on the weekend, for ethnic communities and their representatives to have a chance to connect with their communities over air, to talk about the events coming up for their communities over air, and to interact with our larger radio community at the same time.
Pogovarjale smo se tudi z Edijem Mejačem, ki je na radiju pripravljal oddajo z naslovom Pesmi in melodije iz naše lepe Slovenije. Edi pove, kdaj je prevzel oddajo in kaj ta vsebuje.
Jaz sem prevzel oddajo 96. leta od Milana Pavložiča in sem na WCSB vsa ta dolga leta. In oddaja vsebuje narodno zabavno glasbo, novice iz Slovenije ali pa recimo reklamo za vse, kar se dogaja v Clevelandu in včasih imamo kakšnega gosta in tako.
Katere osebe so v oddaji gostili, pove Edi.
Gosti so bili Janez Janša, kako bi rekel, kdo še, Andrej Bajuk, Alfi Nipič, precej velike ali pa poznane osebe v Sloveniji, Škof Kramberger, Pedro Opeka, precej važne osebe.
Gostili so torej osebe izrednega pomena za ves slovenski narod na domači grudi in drugod po svetu. Kdaj pa je bila oddaja v etru?
Oddaja se je oglašala vsako nedeljo ob 9. dopoldne in ob sredah od 6. zvečer. In to mojih 29 let. A oddaja je bila pa prej že na WCSB od leta 76. Oddaja pa sama na seb je že 72 let stara in je begunska oddaja.
Zakaj pa je to begunska oddaja? O zgodovini oddaje nadaljuje Edi.
Begunci so prihajali v Cleveland od 49. leta naprej. In 53. leta sta Rado Menard in Stane Šuštaršič začela oddajo in to je bilo enkrat tedensko, vsako nedeljo ob 9. do pol 10. In hmal poti sem se pridružil Milan Pavločič in Stane Šuštaršič je vodil to oddajo do 61. leta. 61. leta je pa dobil službo od Glas Amerike v Washington DC in je Milan prevzel oddajo in Milan je vodil oddajo naprej. Aprila 61. leta so pa dobili postajo samo za narodno, za narodne, je bila narodna postaja za vse narode in Slovenci so imeli oddajo program sedemkrat tedensko in Milan je to delal in imel poleg svoje službe 16 let je to delal. Do ta čas, takrat, ko je šla WFCN, je bila prodana. 76. leta smo pa prišli na, ali pa smo dobili prostor na WCSB ali pa Klivlandski državni univerzi in smo bili od tam do 3. oktobra letos.
Oddaja se sicer mnenjsko ne sklada nujno s prepričanji, ki jih zagovarjamo na Radiu Študent. Kako pa se oddaja umešča v odnosu do slovenske diaspore v Clevelandu?
Smo, kako bi rekel, reklamo dela za slovensko pristavo, za slovenske šole, za slovenske fare, za slovenske klube in to se je vse ujemalo in vse oddaje je delala in še zdaj dela za slovensko skupnost, da pridemo skupaj in nekako oddaje nas povezuje.
Stanislav Žabič, ki je aktiven v slovenski manjšinski skupnosti v Clevelandu, je bil zvest poslušalec radija. S podporo skupnosti in WCSB je organiziral več jugorok dogodkov. Vprašali smo ga, kaj je najraje poslušal.
All kinds of things. I really liked ethnic programming because it's a connection to, you know, what's going on back home. I really liked the Hungarian hour and the Slovenian program just because it was so bizarre to tune into that in the middle of Cleveland, USA. And that's how I learned about many of the ethnic communities here that stick together. But I really am a big fan of rock and roll. And so I would tune into psychedelic shows, which is what I like. And sometimes during the day, they would have just really a good selection of music. For instance, last year when it was a 40th anniversary of Zen Arcade, the Husker Du album and Meat Puppet's second album and the Minutemen, Double Nickels on the Dime, they had a show that was featured all three records. And so I was listening to that on my way to work and I just wouldn't get out of car until it's over because those were one of my three favorite albums. And they were also very open to the events that I was creating. And so I would, you know, if I have something going on, I would go there and they would let me be a guest DJ for an hour or two every now and then.
Prosili smo ga za komentar v slovenskem programu na WCSB in njegovi povezavi s slovensko narodno manjšino v Clevelandu.
For the Slovenian minority in Cleveland, WCSB was a great resource because on Sundays they had a Slovenian radio show, which was hosted by Edi Mijac. He was speaking in Slovenian during the show. Occasionally, maybe a few announcements would be in English. Slovenian community in Cleveland is really old in terms of when they started living here. And anecdotally, there's more Slovenians living in Cleveland than in Celje. So that's what I heard. And so there's a lot of Slovenians here and they matter a lot politically. So every now and then local officials would see people running with Slovenian last names. And they would have interesting political signs. For instance, one of the candidates, his name is Plečnik. And so he had a Plečnik, his name written. And then above C was a little check mark for woke. So it was very clever. And one of the biggest Cleveland mayors, George Vojnovic, was of Slovenian origin. And so he's going to have an exhibition at the Slovenian Museum and Archives. The Slovenians had this opportunity to catch, I think, maybe an hour or two. I can't remember how long was the show on Sundays to hear polka, Oberkrainer music, and pop music from Slovenia. And Eddie would give community news, you know, where you can get good krajinske or some other products from Slovenia or inspired by Slovenia. And in fact, there's a whole musical genre here in Cleveland called Slovenian style polka, which was incredibly popular in the 50s and 60s, but it doesn't really sound like Slovenian polka from Slovenia. While the instrumentation in Slovenia would be maybe accordion and maybe brass music a lot, or maybe string instruments with double bass and so on. In Cleveland, everything was electrified. So the Cleveland style of polka has electric bass, electric guitar, and it's typically a little more edgy, I guess, under the influence of R&B. And so you could hear all of that stuff at Eddie Mijac's show. Sounds of Beautiful Slovenia. It was the title of it, so, something like that.
Tretjega oktobra je radio WCSB utihnil. Namesto glasov raznolikih skupnosti se je na isti frekvenci, ki je slučajno 89,3 MHz, začel predvajati smooth jazz. Univerza je namreč prodala uporabo frekvence medijskemu konglomeratu IdeaStream. Radio, ki ga lahko sedaj poslušate na frekvenci prej alternativne skupnostne postaje, se imenuje Jazz Neo. Več o dogajanju Allison.
With less than 24 hours notice, on October 3rd, I was put into a personal Zoom call at 11:16 a.m. in the morning, notifying me personally before notifying the rest of our staff that effective immediately at 11:16 a.m., that WCSB's programming would be turned over to our local corporate nonprofit, IdeaStream Public Media, to air their Jazz NEO programming in their format on Cleveland State's FM signal. At that same time, 11:16 was the exact moment that white noise was heard for a couple of minutes and IdeaStream's version of jazz began to play on our airwaves. There was no time for us to grieve, no time for us to say goodbye to our communities, and there was no time to really recover the 50 years of history that were in that station space. In fact, we were escorted out by police a couple hours after the announcement, pretty forcefully, and it got to the point that we wanted to stay and we wanted to recover our history and archive it and make sure that it was in our hands, because our community having that is very important. But the head of campus engagement at Cleveland State University and the police officers present began throwing around the word trespassing at us and threatened us with further action if we were to remain on the premises.
Kako pa je potekal sestanek preko Zooma?
It was very to the point. There was no time for questions, and it was very unceremonious. It was like they were just sharing another notification of the day. They really did not have any consideration for the community they were destroying and displacing with this decision, and it showed through their attitude. There were no time to clarify anything. They were not actually at the station space, and they did not have a general understanding of how big the community was in the kind of outrage that would be provoked by doing this deal and doing it in the manner that Cleveland State and IdeaStream did it.
WCSB je imel obsežno fonoteko in zbirko clevelandske glasbene zgodovine. Allison nam pove, kaj je študentom uspelo rešiti pred agresivnim prevzemom prostorov.
The music is still locked away in the station space that we do not have access to, which is pretty unfortunate. There's some one-of-a-kind pieces there and things that I guarantee you probably won't find in the rest of the United States, which is really saying something. Cleveland State has claimed that all of the music and equipment in that station space is their property as a university, even though all of the equipment, all of the music was either donated or community funded with the intent of bettering the programming of a student-run community radio station and not for the university to use as possible points of making money and of sealing off 50 years of culture and of heritage in Northeast Ohio that can't be accessed right now. It's pretty disappointing that we weren't able to save the music and the equipment archives, but we were able to recover and turn over a lot of our archival t-shirt designs. a lot of the posters and things that we had at the station, and a lot of the bigger pieces in artwork that were created that were used in events for past 15 or 20 years. It was one of these decisions where we couldn't take everything, but we tried our damnedest to get as much as possible within the time frame we were allowed.
Svojo izkušnjo za Radio Usodnega 3. oktobra opiše tudi Edi.
Jaz sem bil šokiran. 3. oktobra sem jaz oddajal poslovno, ker po internetu zdaj pošljemo lahko oddaje not in to je bilo 10. zvedaj, ob 11.20 sem pa dobil klic, fertik, oddaje ni več. Jaz sem bil šokiran. To je bilo nepričakovano in a good way of putting it in English is we were ambushed. To je bilo vse prej zmenen in so nas kar tako nacedi upustili.
Korporativni prevzem radijske postaje komentira tudi Stanislav.
Yeah, I think that's a huge loss for Cleveland. But what I like to emphasize is how it was done. And so whether you were a fan of rock music or this edgy type of programming that WCSB was doing, student run, you know, it's always a little bit underground, or whether you were a fan of the jazz station that replaced it, one thing you can't deny is that it was taken over by the force of police. And so at one point, after the decision was made, the student programmers were sitting in their studio trying to figure out what would be their next step, and the police showed up and just pushed them out. That's something that is very concerning for everyone here in Cleveland, whether they're fans of rock and roll and the underground student-run programming or not. It's just something you don't want to see in your town.
Poslušalci Clevelandskega radija so po prevzemu v tišini protestirali pred univerzo. So sestanki in protesti prišli do kakršnih koli sporazumov? Dogajanje nam podrobneje opiše Allison.
We've been able to protest a number of times since October 3rd. Our first time protesting was a silent protest the Tuesday after the shutdown. So a very quick turnaround in order to really get our community together. After the silent protest, we continued to protest outside Cleveland State's campus, outside the City Club of Cleveland when the CEO of IdeaStream was flown into town to talk about the future of public media, of all things. Quite insensitively at that, we were able to go to local nonprofit meetings for nonprofits that fund IdeaStream's campaign of violence against other communities in Northeast Ohio. But the one thing we have noticed is when trying to interact and get larger organizations to recognize the harm that came from this kind of decision and the style in which it was enacted, they do not respond. After being outside the City Club, they tried to close all the blinds to shut the protesters out. But being someone inside the venue, everyone outside was so loud that the presenters were getting distracted by the noise. When we went to Cuyahoga Arts and Culture, trying to get them to stop the donation of over $600,000 to IdeaStream Public Media, 11 of us made public comment during that session and left unheard and with the approval of that amount of money to go to IdeaStream Public Media. So a lot of our approach has relied on getting our community, our listenership, and the businesses and organizations that support us together in order to bring awareness to what's been happening in Northeast Ohio and how IdeaStream Public Media presents a danger and a present danger to student communities and alternative communities in Northeast Ohio. Of course, this is part of a larger precedent, but when it comes to what we have achieved, this has been a very slow game. But at the same time, it's been a very fast game. I mean, it's only been 3 months, but we've been able to sit at the table with Cleveland State's president, the vice president, the head of Center of Campus Engagement, in order to discuss possible outcomes and goals. And these are discussions we're still having right now, unfortunately. It doesn't look like anything will be solved until the spring semester. So another 2 month wait until we can even think about accessing the station space. And the idea that this kind of, the lack of consideration has become part of the fight and part of what's been able to motivate us forward and to continue to do what we're doing, even as the weather shifts not in our favor. And as, you know, we reach the third month of protesting and everything, it's hard to keep this momentum up, but it's something we're very conscious of and are trying to do on a weekly basis.
Kakšen vpliv je imela prodaja radija na študente in skupnosti, ki jih je predstavljal v Etru? Posledice nam opiše Stanislav.
There are a couple of other radio stations that also broadcast ethnic shows, but nobody had such a large variety of ethnic shows like WCSB had. And I think this is a pity, because this is where people were coming to get the information what's going on in their ethnic communities. And so just to think that this is no longer an option is a huge loss. And yeah, some of the older folks don't even know what's going on. Some of the people that are listening to this program, that they're maybe 80 or 90 years old, they can't figure out how and why this happened. And it's going to be a huge loss. I don't know if everyone's going to be able to switch over to internet and listen to the programming or something like that. But just having a radio was incredible, and not just for ethnic community, but I also think for young people. From what I could see, young people such as Allison and the other student programmers of the WCSB were turning to radio because they were tired of the algorithm that you have on internet. It's a place where you can get out from that terrible noise that internet has these days, and listen to a curated program, and also be a part of it. You can feel as a contributor to it. Even though, for instance, I wasn't a member of WCSB as a programmer, I felt it was a part of my activity because I was always welcome there.
Dobičkonosen posel univerze je torej spodnesel študentski radio s frekvence 89,3 MHz, ki je v Clevelandu oddajal skoraj 50 let. Študenti so ostali brez platforme, ki je dajala prostor različnim skupnostim. Naj nam bo zgodba v poduk, kaj se lahko zgodi z mediji, ko jih v svoje kremplje dobijo kapitalistične korporacije. V melodiji slovensko-klivlenske polke sta med pripravljanjem oddaje migali vajenka Laura in Karin.
Veš kaj, pozvoniti bomo mogla, da naj v noc spustijo. Kjera številka sobe je že prava?
Pojma nimam. Eno probi, bomo videli.
Druga, izredno pomembna lokacija, mogoče bom rekel, da smo jo čudežno odkrili na ministrstvu, je lokacija na Dunajski, Brinje.
Ojej, ne, ta, da gremo naprej.
Po mednarodni parilih je akademski bojkot dejansko tista zadnja stopna, ko se gre v neke sankcije proti državam, zato ker običajno spremje prihaja ravno iz akademskih krogov.
Ta tudi ne, probi naslednjo.
Univerza seveda ni nobena izjema. Kot ideološki aparat kapitalistične države ščiti interese vladajočega razreda.
To bo to. Fak, v tem bloku je res vse svašta.
Univerzitetni blok. Oddaje o šolstvu in mladih. V Etru Radio Študent vsak drugi četrtek ob 15. uri. Okvirno.